This week's sponsor is Potterless. Do you know who Harry is, but you just don't even really care about what a Dobby is? Then you're perfect for Potterless, the website for people who kinda just enjoy Harry Potter once in a while. No quizzes or houses or intricate histories, just the basic info shared among fans every couple of months. This month, check out our paragraph on The Cursed Child, some new book or something. Potterless, for the fans who just want less.
Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping, it's the end of all humanity.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, somber day.
Oh, what happened?
It's Christmas at down. It's Christmas.
Take that again.
Christmas at Ground Zero.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, yep.
This is a good, upbeat, family, fun song.
Fun, yeah.
Gather the kids around.
A new Christmas song. Yay. So, yay.
It's up there with his happy birthday. He likes to really like bum out major events for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the big story behind this one was that the studio kept being like, hey, do a Christmas album. Uh-huh. Do a Christmas album. So he put this on Polka Party and is like, this is what I do for Christmas. And then they stopped asking.
Yeah, I think it worked. Yeah, if that was his goal, mission accomplished.
Yeah, yeah. That it feels very much, at least in lore, it feels very much like brunch or lunch. Girls just want to have lunch.
Yes.
Where it was sort of like the studio keeps saying this thing, and so he does something.
Yeah.
And it just... Although this one isn't as half-hearted as I feel. That
although
one
this is,
this is like, oh no, I'm gonna do it then. Like,
yeah, this is fully committed.
It the Weird Al style wise,
it's hysterical.
Yeah.
And terrifying. Yeah. So at the same time, it was brilliant.
Yep. So it's recorded on April 23rd, 1986.
Mm-hmm.
The single dropped in November of '86,
just in time for Christmas.
Exactly. Yep, the B-side of the single was One of Those Days.
Okay.
And obviously Polka Party, so it dropped on October 21st, 1986. This is sort of, people call it sort of the Phil Spector wall of sound kind of production. Phil Spector did several Christmas songs too. And so that's what people are referencing
okay.
when they think about the song. Again, I think it's more of those one of those things that's just sort of like, in the world, kind
okay.
of, not necessarily real, but that's okay. what they're saying. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I just heard like some, you know, generic kind of poppy Christmas song kind of thing.
Yep. Dr. Demento said this was the most requested Christmas song since Grandma Got Run Over by Your Reindeer.
I can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I would attempt a holiday song, it would always be super dark because it was me dragging my heels and saying, do you really want a Christmas album full of this stuff?
Uh-huh.
So that's sort of the story we just talked about. Like,
yeah.
That's Al's response to that. Yeah.
All right. It would be interesting, though, to hear what he could possibly do other than this. How many, you know, other type of Christmas songs could he crank out? You know, like what other takes would he have?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Christmas, I mean, how can he do a
Cthulhu
whole
Uprising Christmas?
Or, yeah,
you know, like
I don't know, an atheist Christmas song. I don't know. You could do a Hanukkah
song.
Insanity
clauses coming to town.
Yeah, I don't know. He could, maybe do some flat out parodies. You know,
yeah.
You know, Batman. You know, like Jingle Bells, Batman Smells is kind of old. He could, you know, update that. But no, I think that he was right. You know. You can't really do a whole Weird Al Christmas album.
No, not really.
No, this is it.
That'd be too much. Yeah.
I mean, he did end up doing another one later. You know, we'll talk about that when it comes
up.
Oh,
that one's good, too. I love that one.
Yeah.
So, and I always got that one confused with this one in terms of, like, that one has alternate lyrics.
Yeah, this doesn't.
This doesn't. This has a second recording, kind of, on one of the albums, but it's not different.
Okay.
Whereas that one that we're going to talk about later
definitely
has a different,
different take to the ending.
Different take to the ending, which is really cool. And I believe that different take is going to be on Medium Rarities.
Yes.
So.
Yes, it is. So I hear. I can't wait to get that.
Yeah,
anyways.
Should be a lot of fun. Al paid for the video because he wanted the single to get released.
Okay.
And that's why the video, if you watch it, is a whole bunch of like old school like 50s and 60s like
stock footage
kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just a little tiny bit at the very end that's Weird Al.
Right.
And he's sort of singing with some carols, but they're like wearing gas masks.
Yes.
I normally
don't like those type of videos. He's done it before, or I guess since, and I've never really liked him. But for this one, I think it worked. It fits so well. It was the bits that he chose were great, or I'm not sure he did it, but the bits chosen were fantastic. I thought it really, really worked for the video. Yeah, I know it got panned and a lot of people really didn't like it, but I thought it was a really good video. I just watched it again. I'm like, man, this is solid.
It's different. Like, it's, I don't think it's up to the par of the rest of his videos. So if you're expecting a Weird Al video, you're getting sort of like, I mean, it's almost like a YouTube cut thing, like
almost
like a fan made video.
But he did it before. That was hip.
Well, I know, understand
groundbreaker.
That, that's I think especially now you feel like, oh, I'm surprised there's not lyrics on the screen as we're doing this
because
it's
But like I said, for what it is, it's well done. The it fits very well with the ridiculousness of, you know, what those videos were, like duck and cover, like that's going to do anything.
Yep.
Set to the absurdity of this song, and just like, most of the clips fit the lyrics that were going on at the time for the most part. And I think it, you know, it worked really well.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually was on regular rotation in, on the MTV holiday specials and stuff.
Yeah.
Like when MTV hit the holiday, like December, this was in heavy rotation for that. And it was Weird Al's first directorial job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did do the clips.
So he did. So, I mean, like, so he did it to put it together. It was edited by Darren Brahman, and the final cuts and effects were by John Peterson.
Okay. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, neither of those people had any background for. But that last part was actually filmed in the Bronx.
Oh, really?
Because he went to the Bronx and said that that economically devastated area looked kind of like a bomb had gone off.
Oh, gosh.
And so that's why they filmed it there.
Oh,
which brings us to the weird controversy about this song.
Uh-oh.
No, no, it's because 15 years later, we had 9/11, and so originally the concept of a ground zero was sort of this thing where a bomb, that's the zero point for where the bomb a bomb lands,
right?
And then that's you measure the explosiveness and the devastation from that. And so when he first recorded this song, that's what he's thinking of.
Of course.
And it deals with a nuclear winter and other things like that.
But since
9/11, the concept of ground zero has sort of been recontextualized to mean that area of New York, specifically the World Trade Center.
Yeah, not as funny.
Towers. And it's, yeah, so it doesn't work. And in fact, for, I believe Dr. Demento didn't play it for 2 years after 9/11, just because, you know, because it didn't feel
for
right.
For people who didn't know about it before that. Yeah.
Exactly. But now he's brought it back. But yeah, there's a lot of people, especially kids, who get into Weird Al from his later albums, then go back and listen to some old stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that
concept. That would be more upsetting, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, very much.
It was pretty upsetting when I was a kid, but that, yeah, I can see that's a whole other level of that's your whole only reference for that term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the prime example of some of Weird Al's earlier stuff that means a completely different thing now or feels different. And this is an obvious change of terms.
Right.
But there's still those other things we've talked about, like Trucker Song and a couple other things where some of his words, instead of the things that they're make fun of, are now a little bit out of not appropriate anymore kind of thing. So this is an interesting, way to do it.
I hadn't even thought about that, honestly, until you mentioned, like, it never even occurred to me because, you know, I grew up with this song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just the world contextualized something after he had already put it out, kind of thing.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sorry, kids.
Yeah. Now, to get us a sense of sort of the time period that Weird Al's referencing, we've got a special guest.
Oh, he's here?
He's already here. He's already made his way halfway through.
Is it Walter or is it Orson?
I think it's Orson.
Think so, too. It's so hard to tell.
I don't even know if he came and sat down in front of me, I would be able to tell you which one it is.
Is there a chance it might actually be the same guy?
He's just pretending to be
maybe
the same?
He just doesn't know his own name.
Or maybe Orson's his middle name.
Maybe.
And he just goes back and forth.
I don't know. They look an awful lot alike. But
wow.
We'll have to go back to the tapes.
That's going
to
make that bunk bed really sad if it's just one dude.
I don't know. Should we ask him?
No, he's
coming in anyway. It's Orson. Okay. Here he is. Orson. Wait, was it Walter? Damn it
was Orson.
It is Orson. Okay. I was like, did you say Walter?
You can tell from the birthmark.
Oh, wait. They have a birthmark?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then there are two of them.
I know.
Unless it's gravy.
Oh.
It might be gravy.
How did he get gravy on his butt?
Why are you looking at his butt?
That's where his birthmark is.
You can see it through his pants?
No.
Oh, he's wearing one of those robes. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, I'm usually out of the room when he's here.
I'm going to go get a snack.
All right. Hey, come on in, Orson.
Huh? What?
Hey, Orson.
Who are you?
Nuclear Winter, Orson.
Well, that's a horrible name. Who named you that? All right. Should I call you Mr. Winter?
Yes, Mr. Winter.
Mr. Winter, it's a pleasure to be here on your What the hell is this?
You've been here before.
The radio show?
Yes.
Oh, where's your Foley guy?
My Foley guy?
Yeah, how are we supposed to pretend?
It's me.
Hey, there's the horses coming. Back in my day, that's how we listened to radio.
Yeah,
Orphan Annie getting trampled by horses.
Oh, I hate when that
happens. A sad episode.
Was that the season finale?
It was a series finale.
No.
Can't come back from that.
Can't come back from that.
No. We can do a funeral episode, but no one wants to hear that.
Oh. That's the coffin.
Hey, you used to be a Foley guy.
I am a Foley guy.
All right, Mr. Christmas. In reality. Mr. Winter, I'm sorry.
Mr. Winter.
What are we talking about today?
The nuclear scare of the 60s.
Oh, yes, the 60s.
You lived through the 60s, right?
I remember the 60s. I was in my 60s.
You were? That's very convenient.
I don't know. It makes it easy for me to remember what decade it was. Anyways, oh, yes, nuclear annihilation was something we were all worried about back then.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't know. You kids today, you don't have to worry about that stuff. But back in my day, there was this guy. He was in Cuba. And his name was Figaro or something like that.
Okay.
And he told the Russians he should bring their missiles over here because they're closer. And they wouldn't have to fire them so far and they could blow up Miami. And we were scared about that happening until...
Did you care about Miami?
Oh, yes, very much. I knew I was going to move there in a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so I had a condo all ready to be built. And I was like, no, you're not, Mr. Figaro. You're not going to blow up my next hometown. So Ted Kennedy, he told Nikita Banana that you shouldn't use those missiles. And then they didn't. And we all thought we're not going to die anymore. And a couple decades later, this actor, Ronald McDonald or something like that, he scared us all and thought that this guy with gravy on his head was going to kill us. But then they didn't. And I want a muffin.
Oh, well, we put a muffin in your green room. So,
oh, good. I'm going to go get a muffin.
You're done already?
What are we talking about?
Thank you. That was actually relatively factual. I can't believe you actually remembered all of that stuff.
Hey, you know this table we're at?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they say you should duck and cover underneath it in case the bombs are coming.
Oh, and that would save you from the building if it fell down on you.
No, make them easier to sweep up your ashes. And they might actually still be in the shape of a person.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Makes it easy for the cleanup. Okay. They get a shop vac in there and just sweep you right out from underneath the desks.
You had shop vacs back in the 60s?
Yep.
Nice.
They weren't called shop vacs. They were called vacuum cleaners. They were just gigantic. And you had one in your shop. Anyways, that's what they're there for. And, I just want to tell you how lucky you are that you don't have to worry about constant threat of nuclear annihilation.
No, not at all.
By a crazy man with a finger on the button. You kids today and your... You're Pokemon Go, and you're... I'm going to go get a muffin.
Thanks. Thanks, Orson.
Bye.
Wow, that was weird.
That was weird. He was actually kind of factual for
he was?
That's the most, coherent I've ever actually seen. He got the names all wrong.
Oh,
but,
okay.
like the situations seem, almost real from what I know.
He's having a lucid day.
I know. It's very strange.
Maybe actually have muffins.
Maybe it's... I know.
I thought he was going to go to the cat box again.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Jeez. Yeah, well, okay, well, I'm glad he was helpful.
Yes. So, lyrics.
Oh, yes, lyrics. Favorite lyrics I have, this is kind of relevant to what Orson just said from what I heard. It's like, I'll duck and cover with my Yuletide lover underneath the mistletoe.
Yeah.
I thought that was clever just because, you know, the double entendre of mistletoe.
That's awesome.
The whole ridiculousness of ducking and covering. And just, I just really got a chuckle out of that lyric when I wasn't, you know, hiding in the corner, shivering and crying, trying to make, you know, pretend that this song wasn't playing when I was a child. This is a song I would fast forward to.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, this is one of his scary ones.
Because you used to live in Colorado near NORAD.
Yeah, right, so by NORAD. Yep. This one terrified me, and I usually would fast forward to it through it.
Yeah,
it was no fun thanks to my brothers terrorizing me about
that. I
mentioned that before. Thanks.
I don't have older brother siblings, so I don't have to worry about, like...
Yeah. They played this song for me, like, yeah, this is what's going to happen in a couple years.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
Okay, mine is actually the lyric right before yours.
Okay.
It's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
I was thinking about that one
as
well.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. I love that
That's
one.
A good one. Good imagery.
Yeah, especially, get another holiday in there, too.
Yeah, that was a good picture of, like, a one-eyed man, you know, with a hat on. This is a Happy New Year. A baby New Year with three arms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, 2011, that way he had the glasses because he's only got one eye, so yeah. He only needs the zero, you know? Because
I was wondering where you're going with 2011. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are ridiculous, those glasses. Jeez.
Okay.
What else?
Rating.
Rating, yes. 1 to 5, I don't know, fallout shelters.
Okay.
It's a good song. It does what it's supposed to do. I'm trying to get past the, you know, how much it terrorized me as a child.
And this is another one of those weird conceptual things where, like, when it came out, I think it was brilliant.
Yes, you know what I mean? It was definitely brilliant.
And it's only brilliant, but it's also only brilliant if you really like that kind of, like, dark comedy.
Which I do.
Exactly. But I don't know if, like, somebody coming new to it now.
Well, especially with what you mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.5. I was tempted to do a 4, but I'm going to do a 3.5 on this one. It's fantastic. I like the video, and we didn't mention, like, I like in the video. I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah.
That they have a little clip of Ronald Reagan, like, saying, you know, this is what we've been working for. I hope you enjoy, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Which I'd forgotten all about.
Oh, the video is fun. It's just not what you'd expect from a weirdo video. So it is a little like, okay.
I've always said I like the dark stuff, so I'd be kind of a hypocrite to go back on that.
Yeah.
I really do like the dark stuff. And this is about as dark as he gets, and I'm 3.5.
I'm going to say 3, I think.
Okay.
It's good. It's just I'm not super into the dark stuff.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, if it's a really good song, I'll get into it. But but I don't hate it or anything. I find it amusing, you know? So a 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So I guess that's the end of this episode.
Alrighty.
You can give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD.
Weird.
That's 302-72-WEIRD, in case you didn't know how to spell weird.
I did not.
Yeah. That's also 93473 if you wanted to, like,
hey, there you go.
Other things. Yeah,
got exactly. The numbers down now.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Or you can find us, weareallyankovics@gmail.com, or weareallyankovics on Instagram. Give us a call. Tell us a story about, you know, your impression of this song, or
any memories
of Weird Al or anything like that.
Yeah. Cool. No, and John, we're still waiting for your call.
Yes, John.
Come on, Bermuda.
Come
pick
on.
Up the phone. Jeez. All right. Well, I guess that's all we have for this episode.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What a great